That was new.
Classic.
Just freestyling.
Just
right
got,
now.
Dude, you just got to let it roll, dude.
Well, we're just getting ready for Punchline tonight.
Exactly, like, dude.
We got the bull, Maddie McCusker, the ones and twos with the hosting.
Hosting, dude.
You're going to be a great host.
I'm going to be horrible.
I'm excited for it. No, you're not. In between comics, you're going to be hilarious.
It's going to be fun. I'll probably do a quick fucking eight.
I said it last night. What's going to happen? You're going to eat a dick up front.
Big dick.
Harsh dick.
I'm going to eat fucking Safari's dick,
but
dude.
You're going to set the tone. You're going to go out. True, you're going to say some weird shit.
Yup.
They're not going to be with it at first.
Nah.
After the first comic, you're going to come back out. They're going to be like, we remember this guy. We love him.
Exactly. I think so,
you're going
to
come back out, say something weird again. They're going to be like,
we like him now.
This is good. The next comic, who's going to bomb because the lineup stinks?
Yeah.
You're going to come back on. Same thing. They'll be like, wow, this is even better than the last time.
True that.
And then it's all going to lead to me.
Oh, my God. The introduction, dude, is going to be...
I'm going to fucking...
It's going to be like a two-minute introduction.
I might suck your dick on stage.
It's going to be a two-minute introduction.
I want you to stay out there.
I'm going to list everything I know you've ever done, dude. It's going to be fucking sick.
I can't wait to come back here next week and be like, we fucking bombed. Introduction was 10 seconds.
You just bombed the whole time.
Shook your hand. I was like, good job.
That'd be fun. No, I think it's going to be fun because I don't give a fuck at all about, especially the punchline.
Yeah.
I just fucking don't like the stage, don't like the setup. I just
corporate ass punchline.
Dude, it's so fucking corporate.
Also, they're very pro diversity. Not Philly punchline, but punchline as a whole.
Yeah.
I believe.
Really?
Could be wrong.
That's why they hired me.
I think one of their bookers at like the higher level is like very.
Yeah. He's like a Google employee type.
And plus, if I film it and record it and make it a production,
I'll be in my head the whole time, if I fuck up a joke. You'll be just right into the camera like, and then.
Yeah, and you don't want to go too deep in the pussy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There's going to be so many of those jokes that I've told for so long that everybody in the audience fucking knows.
True that.
I'm going to be like, you know how I look retarded when I fuck and I have a funny retarded face?
Here
I look
comes.
Like this. Crowds usually laugh at that.
That's hilarious. I think it'll be trying.
Yeah, we're gonna get you up there.
Be fun.
Oh yeah, we crushed it. Punchline.
Punchline. Yeah.
I forgot we were bragging about how we were gonna crush it. Punchline. We both. It was all right.
Wasn't my best. I watched the video though, and I'll say I laughed at myself.
I thought you were hilarious. I hope you could hear me. I laughed a bunch of times during your set.
I'm always in like a flashbang state when I'm doing stand up. I'm just up there like but I watched the video and I was like. I'll give it to that was
yeah.
fun.
Well, I got off stage and I was like, what the fuck? I kind of hated my set, but a lot of people liked it.
Yeah, I was great.
It was a good set.
That was a good set.
The crowd reaction was good, but I got off stage. I was like, I fucking hated it because I didn't do anything new.
Yeah.
Which was kind of the whole point of me fucking doing the time there. I was like, I got to do new stuff for the Helium show because I don't want to do the retarded face.
Yeah,
the
it's funny
time.
How you think that and then you see like 14 strangers up in the front row and you're like, oh my God, I gotta turn it on for these guys.
You guys ready to hear my making a murderer joke that's now 3 years old? It sucks because you can remember when the fucking show came out. I'm like, God damn, this joke's old. But he talks about Amish like it's a country.
I know.
Smoking big doinks in Amish.
Dude, that guy's a man.
Big old doinks.
We could probably get him on.
Wouldn't be that hard.
I don't think it would.
I think I'm moving to New York in June.
Ooh.
Might be able to get him on when we...
You got
to
smoke one last big doink in Amish before you go out there.
I smoked a big doink on Friday and was a complete fucking moron. I smoked a big doink at that fucking 420
show. At the 420 show?
I blazed a doink in the basement of this North Philly fucking head shop. And then this dude that was in the audience just started doing magic in the basement.
That'll happen, dude.
So we were smoking weed and then this weird old dude just started doing magic.
Ugh.
And he was
horrible.
Really good at it.
Was
and
he
it
really?
Was fucking me up.
He started David Blaine-ing you?
Yeah, he blamed the shit out of me. And I was like, whoa, dude, I'm fucking high, bro. And I fucking Instagrammed him doing one of his tricks and then me like looking at the camera and being like, I'm fucking high, dude. This guy's a fucking wizard. But whoa. And I was like blacked out at this point. My girlfriend.
I got a picture of you coming across out of the bathroom.
I was fucking destroyed.
Was your girlfriend there?
No, but she saw the Instagram video and was not too pleased.
Not too pleased about your behavior.
None too pleased.
You got an F in behavior, dude.
So I immediately deleted the video. And then
you got
I
fired from Sirius,
texted
dude.
Her, and I was like, I don't capitulate with terrorists. You're just jealous because I'm having fun right now, and I posted it again. And then I woke up the next morning and deleted it. I was like, I'm sorry, babe. I love you.
I love you. I hate smoking weed. I hate magic.
I'm sorry I smoked weed and then that magician tricked me.
Yeah,
this fucking magician got me, dude.
Dude, you sound like you've been kind of brushing up with some evil hippies. That's a I've real been evil hippie.
Into a lot.
The hula hoops start breaking out, dude.
That was an evil hippie.
Magic.
He was doing dark magic.
No shit, dude.
He hid a pen behind his ear, and I couldn't find it. I was like, whoa. Yeah, it was rough.
That sucks. You got tricked.
Then I went to a bar after.
What were you drinking on?
It was party time, dude. Ooh. I thought it was pure party time.
God damn it, man.
Yeah.
It's so fun when those first couple drinks go down, man. Whatever those juices are. Apparently, when you get blacked out, it's not that you don't remember. It's that the part of your brain that records events is just off. so you didn't forget anything. You're just not recording it.
Yeah.
Or if you're on the verge, if you're really drunk, you're like going in and out of recording events.
Wood hit me up and was like, are we still good for that show Saturday? I was like, what show, dude?
Oh, that's so funny.
He was like, you said you would do a spot at this. I was like, oh, cool.
I'll be there.
He's like, when are we talking about that? He was like, Friday night. And I was like, oh.
Oh, man. Gotcha.
It was party time, dude.
That's so funny.
Well, that show I did was all stoned hippies, dude.
And people smoking weed during the show?
Yeah.
See, I think that would be fun for a comedy show, but then again, it's like...
No, they were all just tired.
12 people show up. Yeah, you got to hit it hard and fast.
It was awkward.
Yeah, it sucks.
And they were high and like...
And you're calling them gentrifiers?
It was party time. It was like when we make fun of the halfway house party time.
Oh, my
God.
Like,
they were just knotted out. It was just like 8 people, like, asleep in chairs. And I was on stage like, you know how black dicks are, like, big? All right, this sucks. You guys are gentrifiers. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man.
How was Saturday? Saturday, you said, was triumphant.
Saturday was great. Saturday, I had a show get canceled in media.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, there goes all my money.
Oh, the doink. All the doink money. Fund's been drained.
My doink. I smoked too many doinks on Friday. I was doinked out, dude. And then I'm smoking big doinks in Amish. Big old doinks. And so the show got canceled. Then Beezer pulled some strings. It was like, how would you guys like to have the Shane Gillis?
That's what's up.
And the guy who was running the show is like a fan. He was like, holy fuck, that'd be incredible, dude.
That's awesome, dude.
It's like the one booker that likes me. He's like, holy fuck, dude, yes.
Get him down here now.
We'll pay him, dude. Bring him down.
That's awesome.
So I did a show in Delaware on Saturday, and it was great.
That's sick.
And the guy Schiavi is.
Yeah, dude.
He had a couple cold ones, I think, during
the
show.
Yeah, a couple brewskis?
Yeah, I think he had a few cold ones during the show. He was like yelling at the audience before he brought me up. He's like, turn your fucking chairs around. This guy's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, dude, don't do that. He was like, Shane fucking Gillis.
Oh, that's awesome.
And no one in the audience knows who I am. They're like, all right.
Where was this?
Who's this loser? It's called 8th and Union.
This is down in Wilmington.
In Wilmington.
Sick.
Yeah. And then I ended up having a good show.
That's awesome.
There was a lot of talkers. I was telling them to shut the fuck up, and the crowd was like, fuck yeah.
You're in a bar?
Yeah.
That's a must.
But it was in a back room.
Okay. That's tight.
It was a nice room.
Yeah.
But these people were like hammered. Yeah, the whole room was shit-faced.
They were still carried over from yesterday.
It was nuts, dude. I think they had some big doinks.
They're probably snorting Keef all weekend, dude.
They were fired up. Yeah, it was 4:21. They were still. It was party time in there.
Yeah.
I had a black guy in the front row high-fiving me every few minutes.
How long did you do?
A half hour.
Whew.
Blessed him with
30
minutes.
You went down in Blaze, Delaware.
I did. Yeah, it was fun. I swear to God, Ajax McCusker was in the audience.
I heard you had a fake sighting.
The whole show, I was just staring at this guy. He had long hair.
Yeah.
He was wearing a Metallica t-shirt. I mean, I was like, that's got to be Ajax.
That's a close call. He moved to Philly, though.
And I was looking at him the whole show, like, huh?
He's looking at you.
I was like, this is definitely Ajax. So then after the show, I went and tried to find him. And then when I, like, approached him, I realized he was, like, 5'8". And I was like, this can't be Ajax.
Ajax is
like, I was like, what's up, dude? He was like, what? I was like, oh, shit, my bad, man.
Six was telling me, you're like, that's Ajax, dude. It's definitely Ajax.
I thought for sure. Last night, I was running hot.
Yeah.
Also on stage, running hot.
Wow, that was a fucking dude. That was so
fun.
Well, it was funny because I made a really victorious return.
Matt made his fucking comeback.
True. I came out on stage with what the fuck's the guy's name from Wild Wild Country with the folded hands?
Yeah, you walked out like that. No, I was
what's
like,
his
that's
name?
Hilarious.
Ogoshi or some shit.
I forget his name.
Whatever his name is, it'll come back to me. I hit him with the folded hands, dude. I'm praising the crowd, and within like 3 seconds, I'm like, they don't like this. And I was holding water, so it was weird. So I like just bailed it out of that instantly, and started telling these people about my new idea. I was like, I'm just gonna do stand up, dude. It's always gonna be free, and then I'll just put it out on the internet. Once I get a half an hour, it goes out on YouTube, free for the people. I'll make advertisers pay, and if they don't, their advertisers don't pay. They'll fucking pay.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
They'll pay, dude. Mark my fucking words.
You didn't say that, did you?
No.
All right.
I didn't even know that happened. They were just freaked out because I was telling them how I had like no gods, no masters. I was like, fuck this club. Fuck fucking club owners. I don't give a shit. And they were just kind of like, this guy's a fucking psycho. But it was fun, man.
That's what you said you wanted. I want to be like a Pet Boys employee you can't get away from.
I know. I want to be like a guy in the waiting room when you're like waiting for your oil change. Some guy who just sits next to you and you're like, I'm here. I got to deal with this guy's statements. That's how I want my
You went on stage
dude.
Just like, I only exist in the cyber realm. People were like, what the fuck is that? You're like 23rd at an open mic. Like, I have no masters.
I was on the way thinking about how funny it would be to like do that, get 30 weird minutes, and then go to like book shows at like Bristol Comedy Works, like really conservative, like old people rooms, and just do like a full half filmed hour where I just bomb on stage and then just release it to YouTube.
I'd love it.
It'd be so fun.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be so fun.
Yeah, and then I followed you, and I was running hot, dude. Oh, well, came out fucking.
You
swinging.
Came out. I could tell you were like, I'm about to show him what I've been up to, dude.
No,
show him what stand up's about.
Not at all.
A little bit.
Not at all.
A little bit.
No.
A little bit.
I mean, I was happy you were there.
Exactly.
But there was no part of me that I was like, I want him to see all my progress.
Not that, but it's be like, welcome back. Here's what I've been up to, dude. And you came back, and it was like, came out hot, dude.
Boom, came out hot. What up? Bam. And then I was like, what's a white Uncle Tom? Boom, crowd. Crowd is
gone. We were talking about how you were in Indianapolis, and you're like, I just did a black show out in Indianapolis and fucking crushed. I just butt-fucked a room of black people. And the crowd gets kind of weird. And you're like, no, in a good way. But I definitely pandered, though. I was like, I love Black Panther. Like, what do you call a white Uncle Tom? And the room just goes, and just zipped up, dude.
That was nice.
Total fucking like, oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Everyone was just freaking out. But you got out of it.
I rode that storm for about 8 minutes.
Yeah?
Finally fucking rose from the ashes.
Dude, that was so fucking funny.
I needed that fan to approach me afterwards.
Oh, that stout Indian fellow.
Yeah, dude. He's come to the last, like, months
He's been admiring you.
He comes up every time and he's just like, that was fucking incredible, dude.
Dude, that's sick.
He's like, that was amazing. Even last night, he was like,
I saw it.
He was like, I didn't think you could get out of that.
It was,
you were bombing.
It was you, Shaner, me, and then this dude comes up and starts praising you. Whenever you're in a tree out of comedians and you praise one, the other two are just like, fuck you, fuck you,
fuck you. Yeah.
I was as chill as I could get, and I still was just sitting there like, looking over his shoulder, like until he finally saw me, he's like, "Yeah, you're good too, man." I was like, "Yeah, it was whatever, dude. Thanks, bro."
that is the worst.
Oh man, it hurts, and it's like whatever, it doesn't matter, but it does, dude.
It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for me too.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable. The worst is when you're out there and like the headliner's out there with you, and someone's like, "You were the best."
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Like, dude, relax.
Even if they're
relax.
Within earshot somewhere, dude, it's
like,
dude,
shut the
chill,
fuck up.
Bro.
Thank you. Shut the fuck
up. Yes, I know you're right, dude. But
yeah, it's like you're definitely right. I said Uncle Tom, dude. I got away with that. That's fucking sick. Yes.
Damn, dude, how far on the edge are you going to go, dude?
That's probably as far as I'll go last night.
White Uncle Tom.
I mean, there's no joke there. I should have had a fucking answer for it.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying it and just being like, all right. Anyway,
yeah.
What's up?
It's so, it's just weird how people freak the fuck out. Literally, that people were like, it was like light electroconvulsive therapy. Everyone was like,
I had four Bud Lights in quick succession before that.
That might be a side effect of Bud Light. It's coming out and like making black people uncomfortable.
It
is. It's coming like a warning, dude. You might say some fucking weird shit, dude.
That's a side effect. It's like, don't drink while you're pregnant, and don't drink if you could be racist.
Yeah, don't drink around people who might want to discuss Section 8 housing. But I'll fucking tell you what's going on with this. I'm going to say, you know what they need? You can't just give everything, and people are like, oh my God, dude.
That's a couple Bud Lights. Yeah. I didn't drink that much.
I mean, those
last
houses time. Are fucking brand new. Really?
It's been nicer than my house.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Get a couple of Bud Lights, and you, dude, don't go driving through HUD homes.
All
dude.
It takes is like four drinks, and it fucks my stand up. Like,
yeah, I did.
Entirely.
It doesn't help me, man.
I mean,
at
the open mic, I don't give a fuck. I'm usually just fucking around.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm there, I'm bored as fuck, and I'll just be like, all right, get a little decent buzz, go up there, Tell him to suck my dick.
It gives me no, when I'm, if I have like three or four drinks, I have no fucking clue how it's going. And no matter how it get, whenever I get off, I'm just like, bam, dude.
Oh, really?
I fucking crushed.
See, sometimes like last night I got off and I was like, holy fuck, I suck so bad. Yeah. And it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't the worst.
No, not at all.
It was fine.
It really was. It was just, it wasn't the fucking.
I've been doing well there lately, so I was like, this is going to be great.
They were a tepid crowd. I've been getting that at Helium a lot where it's like, and it's probably just me, but I've been getting crowds where they like laugh, but not out loud. They're just kind of like, eh, or they're just kind of like a weird, puzzled face the whole time through. Well,
you're saying weird shit. Yeah. I mean, and I get the same thing because I'm saying weird shit. And people are going to, like the people that do laugh, though, that's what's enjoyable. Love it, dude. Like there was a couple at Magoobies this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there basically doing that exact same set.
Yeah.
And there was just a young couple that was literally like crying laughing amongst a room that was silent.
That's the best.
I was like, fuck yeah, dude. That's, you guys get it.
That's the best.
Yeah. So I was just trying to make them laugh the rest of the time. It was fun.
Thanks for having me on. You guys are the best.
That was a blast.
And April 25th, come to Helium.
Yes.
This Friday, April 13th, I'll be in DC for the DC Comedy Fest.
I'll be down there.
Oh, nice. I'll be there the 13th. When are you?
Yeah, I'm not down there on Saturday.
Okay. I got to be back Saturday for a show in Philly. And what did I say it was?
Philly versus New York.
It's a nice urban show, as the kids would call it. And I'm representing Philadelphia as we take on two Hispanics from New York in comedy. It's me and an Asian chick.
That's hilarious.
Me and an Asian chick versus two Hispanics. I don't know. She's got a Polish last name.
What if someone approaches you, Alyssa Truskowski?
Yeah.
What if someone approaches you to throw the fucking fight?
Yeah, yeah. No, I know Alyssa. She's cool.
If one of the Hispanics tried to make me throw the fight,
yeah, dude, throw the comedy bout.
It's Philly till I die. I got to rep Philly in this comedy battle.
It's going to be so funny.
Philly versus New York. Me, an Asian chick with a Polish last name. Two Puerto Ricans from the Bronx. It all goes down.
You do the math,
in front of all black people.
You just
people.
End up offending everyone on the show.
I'm just a Polish agent. I'm a very stupid.
This just sounds like someone's commissioned porn, dude.
I know. Someone set me up to just be like, yo, you know the things.
I'm like, yes, dude. I found a new angle.
April 21st. I got a fucking sore throat from yelling.
Do you really?
I was screaming. Fucking what's up Denny's all night.
God damn. What's up that kid is.
There's a video of this kid, this band playing at Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a fucking Denny's and they're a hardcore metal band. And this dude walks out with the sickest fucking energy of all time. Dude, yeah. He comes out, he's like, what the fuck is up? What the fuck is up, Denny's?
Oh,
and then they start
jamming
and the place just goes nuts, dude.
Yeah. I like admire people who can get into like that venue that hard and just rock at Denny's and just be like, what the fuck?
Dude, it is so fucking sick.
What's up? What the fuck is up?
Dude,
that's awesome.
I was like, you know, I've been sad. I literally watched that and I'm like, this is sickest shit ever.
That's awesome.
Like that dude's fucking like confidence to be like, yo, I'm in a Denny's. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Dude, he's like, I'm putting the venue rock, man. Dude. What's up? What's up? What the fuck is up, Denny's? All the time, I'm always like, hey, Helium.
I know. I'm like, it's a sold out Helium. I'm like,
you guys sure you want me to do
happy
this?
To be here? Does anybody even want to be here?
Are you guys mad at me? I feel like you're mad at me.
I do think it takes a special kind of character to come out and be like, what's up, Philadelphia?
Ladies, put your titties in the air, man. I know you want to be here. I'm always like, guys, fuck, I'll hurry this up. Are you guys, do you guys pay for parking? Fuck.
What's up, Philly?
Yeah.
Dude, I opened with that last time. I walked out and I said, what the fuck is up, Denny's? Everyone was like, all right.
Yeah, cool.
They actually went along with it.
They're
like,
a great crowd.
Great show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, when comedy crowds are just kind of like, fuck it. What is this?
Yeah. Yeah, so, the what's up, Denny's? They were all like, that's funny.
Well, people just laugh. If you just come out on stage and you don't look like out of place or weird at all and you say something totally weird, a crowd of people will completely be like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to not laugh. If you came out and you're like, what's up, Denny's? They're just like, fuck
yeah, if I nervously, I was like, what's up? What the fuck is up, Denny's? Anyway, I'm happy to be here. Hey.
You checked your list. You're like,
what's up? Next joke. Next
you go,
joke.
One more time for Brian. What's up, Denny's?
I was king of that, dude. I'd be like, I'm going to come out and do this really funny, weird thing. And I like half do it. I'm like, ah, okay.
Yeah, dude, I remember that.
Yeah, I would always do that.
Dude, I
showed the crowd my ass at one time. I'm so proud.
I was the king of like, I have this line. and then it's going to fucking open up the greatest set I've ever had in my life. Yeah, yeah. And then I'd go up there and be like, say the line and it wouldn't get anything. And then you're like, dating's weird. God, it's so weird.
Yeah. Dude, that's what I've actually been doing. I've been going on stage and be like, damn, dating sucks.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't have any jokes about it. I'm just like, it fucking sucks,
dude. But it's the whole thing of like, that's what comedy is. You're either dating or you're married. So you're going to talk about dating or married or relationships.
It's the same thing with the audience, though.
Yeah.
So they're fucking...
True that.
Like, that's why early shows, when I talk about being single, they're kind of like, we're all married.
Yeah.
Like, my anti-kid shit on early shows, they're kind of just like...
Not trying to hear it.
We're actually paying $15 an hour to watch our little one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're so fucking proud of themselves for having a fucking kid, too. So, like, when someone goes on stage, it's like, I don't know if I want kids. They're like...
Well, you know, the work's not for everyone.
It's a clear club, for
you're
sure.
You're all...
Like, I can see I can see the utter amazement of creating, like, a human being.
Oh, dude, I bet it's a very rewarding and very difficult
experience.
There's
a clear, like, I don't have kids. When I hang out with my cousins and friends who have kids, it's like, there's an energy, a no-kid energy. You feel it. You're like, man, I'm definitely the other right now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because when you're around there, you're kind of like, it's that energy of like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Do I help?
How, like, I don't know how long I can play with their kids for it. If then they're like, look at this desperate fucking loser. He wants one so bad. I'm like, go run. Be with your brother.
Be with your brother. Get out of here.
Run away from me.
Run. Don't talk to me. I'm so sad. You'll catch it if I touch you.
Dude, being sad is fucking gay, dude. Being sad is fucking
gay. Well, it's the opposite of gay. Gay means happy.
True.
So sad.
True.
Yeah,
it's fucking crunk, dude.
That's awesome.
It all works.
Being sad is not crunk.
Any kind of, if there's a Latino guy and you want to hurt him, you just remind him of a time they climbed challenging terrain. Just like, you climbed a hill, huh? And they're like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Or how dare you?
Much like the Asians, if you get what country they're from wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you're talking to a Puerto Rican, be like, yeah, I'm going to build a wall to keep you guys out.
That's true.
It's like, it's an island, motherfucker. Like, nah, dude.
We're
building
around
that wall. Yeah, so comedy's great.
That's tight. So you didn't, were you bombing or were you having a good set?
No, I wasn't bombing. Everything was fine.
You just didn't like them.
They were talkative. There was a there was this one guy that was super white trash.
Mm-hmm.
And like while I was on stage just talking, he was just like, how about Pennsylvania football? I was like, what? And he's like, football in Pennsylvania.
What about it, bro?
Exactly. Like, there were people asking me fucking questions during my set. Like, just talking. It's crazy.
God.
It was, so that sucked.
It's a usual sign of low intelligence,
Sure.
That's like...
People that want to interact with this the person on stage with just a question that you're thinking, that means that was rattling around that guy's brain for probably like 5 minutes.
He could have been waiting all night. He probably was like, I'm going to go to the comedy show, ask the guy about football in Pennsylvania. You just so happened to be from Pennsylvania.
Just whistling while he was driving. Just, this is going to be good. This is going
to
be a good night.
It is funny to think of people who are so dumb they go into a comedy show and they're like, I guess I'll just ask him a question. I don't really know what to do right now.
I mean, can you imagine asking somebody a question while they're talking on stage?
No.
Outside of heckling. Like,
it's one thing to be like, you fucking suck. Like, I get that.
Sure,
but to be like...
Funny.
Well, so with football, there's a lot of people who think that they're helping out comedians by
every single one of them.
I've had family members before be like, who like heckle horribly during shows, and like, yeah, but dude, he riffed off it. I kind of helped him out there. And it's like,
No, you didn't. Don't fucking heckle like that.
Yeah.
You're a fucking dipshit.
Yeah, dude, it was
but
so funny.
But if somebody thinks you suck and they're like, yo, you fucking suck,
that's
hilarious.
That's fair, yeah.
You
can't
gotta give them that.
Exactly.
You gotta be like, yeah, well, fuck you, dude. You suck. Get him the fuck out of here.
I had an old boss who. Literally went to a comedy show all week. He was talking about it. He's like, I can't wait to heckle. And I'm like, dude, you're not supposed to heckle. And he was like, you're supposed to heckle, man. If you're good enough, you can get over it. And he was the helium open, like, and the one guy was on. He just put his head down. He was like, horrible.
Oh, your uncle did this?
No, it was some guy he used to work for.
Shit.
Some other guy. He'd be like, terrible. And dude, it was the whole time just being an asshole.
Holy
it was
shit.
So fucking
at the
funny.
Open mic?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was when the Iceman went up.
Iceman will bring it.
The Iceman went up.
I just saw a video he did.
He went up and did like joke book jokes.
You see that video he just released?
No.
He was like walking on the steps. He stops and talks to the camera.
Really?
It's pretty sick.
I can check that out.
Iceman's dropping some heat.
Yeah, definitely check out Ice Jokes, dude. That's a sick fucking plug.
Ice Jokes are the best. I feel like this sucks.
No, it's good, dude. We're 22 minutes in.
All right. Let's take a break, though.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah, it was a good... I like that episode.
It's a good cast.
I'm sure we're going to get a lot. Like, stick to talking about funny shit, you fucking ass.
Whatever. That was funny.
I got to stop letting the noise get
to me. Yeah, dude, get the fucking noise out of here. Stop putting that in here.
But
keep that in your fucking head.
This weekend, I'll be at Helium Comedy Club with Sam Morril. That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I got bumped this weekend.
What?
I was supposed to be at McGoobie's with Miss Pat.
Miss Pat? She bumped you?
And, yeah, I got down there on Thursday night. As I walked in for the show, Miss Pat came back into the room with me and the manager and was like, you know, I brought my own feature, right?
Jesus Christ.
And the owner looked at me like, oh, shit.
That sucks.
Did yeah, really fucking. He gave me some money.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, it was a miscommunication. I wasn't mad at him.
That happens
and
all Ms. the time.
Miss Pat was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
In fact, she asked the club owner for my number because I did do a set on Thursday.
Yeah.
And she asked, she was like, I need a funny white boy.
There you go.
Bring him on. I was like, all right, sick.
Dude, get
Miss
Pat
roll,
dude. She got shot.
Miss Pat got shot?
Miss Pat got shot in the head, dude. Miss Pat got shot in the head by her ex-boyfriend. Not everyone should do it, but if you're really like, what am I even doing? It's like, eat fucking 3 grams of mushrooms. You're like, yeah, my life's good. My normal sense of reality, I'm taking it for granted. You got to disturb it every now and again.
That makes sense.
But, hey.
I've discovered that the only thing, this is really corny also, but the only thing that like keeps me away from that, like right now I should be, I had a couple beers last night.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of showed my ass comedically. Yeah. I should be very anxious, but we got that show tonight.
True that.
If I have a show, I'm fine.
Yeah. Oh, it's when you don't have one.
If
yeah.
I don't have a show and I have nothing to do.
That's funny.
It's crazy.
You just start losing gravity. You start detaching from the couch and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. I've had shows, thankfully, the last like eight or 9 days straight.
Yeah.
So things have been good.
Just to do stand-up.
Yeah. Every night. That's fine. And I'm happy. But I think I don't have anything. What's today? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could go to Raven Thursday. Yeah. But that kind of sucks.
It does.
And I'm back Friday and Saturday. This will be good.
I take a day off, man. And you'll deserve it. It's nice taking a day off when you know you deserve it. When you're like, you know what? I can chill.
Especially because now I'm just this many straight days in stand-up. I'm like, I got to do new stuff. And all my new stuff is just weird. Like, it's all stuff that I haven't done at clubs. So now I'm trying to do fucked up shit at clubs. It's stuff that I've been able to do at open mics where I really don't care. But then doing it in front of like normal people, it's a different level.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's.
And I started doing it at McGoobie's and it started going well. It felt good.
That's the stuff about stand-up that I crave. I love doing new material.
Oh, I mean,
I love it, dude. I love just trying it. And
yeah.
Once I start doing the same old shit, you know, in a pinch, when you got to do 45 minutes, you're like, thank God I have these old nuggets.
When I'm doing
45
minutes, it's like, I need, that's
the
only thing I can
do. Yeah, thank God I got these old nuggets, but God damn it, it's fun trying new stuff.
New stuff is what makes stand-up good.
Yeah, it's fun.
When you have new, there's guys like that one show I did with Voss where he had openers that he knew from like the 80s. He was like, they're doing the same material.
Brad Trackman.
Imagine, yeah, sure, that guy. I mean, imagine doing the same material since...
Dude.
I mean, I do, 69 Dead still makes me happy, but I have jokes in there that are like... 2-3 years old.
Yeah.
Sometimes probably 4.
Yeah.
Every once in a while I'll tell a joke that's like 4 years old and I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, I die inside. There's certain jokes I tell that I'm just like, God damn, you're a fucking...
Well, then the joke doesn't work because then you don't care.
Yeah. My face hides nothing, dude.
No,
if I'm uncomfortable, my face is like...
You do, yeah.
My face betrays me.
I think you and I both have very telling faces. Like, I can tell Ashley, I can see you get tired.
Yeah.
When you get tired, it's full on fucking.
Yeah. My mommy knows when I'm tired. If I come in and I haven't slept right, my mommy goes, what's wrong? Did you not sleep? Dude, every time.
Your mommy has a good eye.
Always
for
knows, dude.
That's because she's a 3 or 4 on the scale.
True that.
She's got that white trash fucking witch
like. Like the lady from Peaky Blinders. She's like half gypsy, dude.
Yeah.
She knows. You can tell if you're pregnant by like looking.
I remember
at your
this
hips.
Lady told me that at the ice cream factory I worked at. She was like, "Your face really fucking. You can't really hide anything, can you?" It stuck with me. It's one of those.
What was she getting at? What was she trying to dig out of you?
I think I was pissed about something.
Yeah.
Like even yesterday when we were trying to record, like midway through, I was probably like,
"You had a sourpuss, dude."